The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 540. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
And Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
All right, guys, you already know, back with another one. Missing a couple people. Chris won't be joining us, neither will Brian. So Adam may or may not show up. We'll see. Brett may or may not show up. But you got us right now, you know. So we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it. Interesting week, but obviously the Bane story of the week is Death Stranding 2, you know, which we can now finally talk about, or specifically Richard can talk about. So, let's get into it. Rich, let's hear your review of Death Stranding 2, man. Let's get into it.
Yeah, so... Death Stranding 2. So the title of this episode, I believe, is Death Stranding 2 is Incredible.
Yes.
That title is 1,000% accurate. It is incredible. Now, let me start by saying I did play the first game. I thought the first game was good. I also thought that Kojima, obviously coming off of what happened with Konami when he left Konami, this is really his first project outside of that. So I figured that there was a couple of things he wanted to experiment with to see how it would go. So obviously going into Death Stranding 2, what I learned very quickly is that Kojima, it feels as though he leaned heavily into the stuff that he wanted to do with this game. I know that I think I've said multiple times about it feeling it. Well, first and foremost, let me start by saying this. The pacing of the game is outstanding. You know, from the moment it starts, the story, and I'm not going to say any spoilers because I know that we do have a few people who haven't played it yet here, and I'm sure some people that are listening to this haven't played it yet, so I'm trying not to say any spoilers. But clearly, I like this story because it gets right to the point, right to the whole point of the storyline, and much like Expedition 33, I believe I made the comment, what I like about that story is there is a hook that catches you right from the very beginning of the game, which makes you want to keep playing. This is exactly how I felt about this game, because something happens very early in the game where it's like, oh, well, now I want to see where they're going with this. What I noticed is, there's a lot more stealth in this game. A lot of the stuff you could have done before. I like the fact that you can avoid enemy encounters altogether. I also like the fact that if you are traveling somewhere, you can also avoid things that you may encounter on certain paths because you can do the whole route planning thing ahead of time. Now, what I also like about it, again, Decima engine, fantastic. The weather and how it plays a factor in this game is pretty crazy. You know, there was a stage I played where there was a forest fire. That was pretty crazy because you have to do something, a delivery centered around that. They have earthquakes, which they call gate quakes, that randomly happen at various points while you're exploring the world. So you have to be prepared for that. The sandstorms. Yeah, those are also, all this stuff is pretty intense. So I like how they make it more difficult for you if you have to go on certain routes. One thing I will say, though, is that clearly, and I'll be very candid, when it came to fighting the BTs, when it came to fighting the bosses, and when it came to fighting the enemies in general, it still feels like it's very easy and very straightforward. So I want to give a shout out to somebody who I know that likes to use cheats, so on and so forth. They absolutely do not need any of that stuff in this game. You do not need it. Yeah. You don't need it. But no. Yeah, I like the story. I like the characters. I don't know how far you are, Tony, but I will say this. The character that they highlighted at Summer Game Fest where they showed a clip is this character called Neil. When you get to his chapter, yeah, that's why I said, you know, this feels a lot like Metal Gear Solid with that particular chapter. But no, the game is great. It feels as though, like I said, Kojima, he wanted to really give people a little bit more with this game. Like I said, the story, the setting is great, but I do feel that there is more of the action stealth if you decide to take that approach. And honestly, it just felt good sneaking past enemies, you know, doing all this stuff in the game. It just felt very natural. But yeah, also, again, very easy. So it's not like it's a very challenging type of scenario. I will say when you do have some of those boss fights, those can get a little intense. You know, you may run out of ammunition. And then, of course, you know, you have to get some more. I did die at least one time on one of those boss battles. That was yeah. I had it coming. I was a little bit too risky with the way I tried to go about that one. But no, overall, karma. Yes. We that's exactly what happened. but no, overall, I think it's fantastic. I know PlayStation hasn't had any first party games. We don't really consider this a first party game because it is going to come to PC and Xbox, but definitely a great game to play if you enjoyed the first one. I will say, however, if you did not like the delivery stuff in the first one, you probably shouldn't play this game because you're going to be doing a lot of deliveries. Obviously, it's just a different, yeah, it's just a different region. You're going to Mexico and Australia. Most of the game takes place in Australia, so that's you got to expect that. But still, a fun time. Very enjoyable storyline, and I definitely recommend people check it out. And again, I do have a review in progress on the website right now because there are a couple of chapters that I wanted to finish before I actually gave a score. So, yeah, that's why I have a review in progress. So I still need to finish some stuff, but what I played so far, fantastic. So definitely worth checking out.
That's what's up. Real quick, because I'll give my quick thoughts on, because I haven't played nearly as much as you. Shout out to Gary Swaby, who's in the chat right now. He says, shout out to the Throwdown crew. And obviously, he also said, it's time for me to get into Death Stranding and Miss Kojima storytelling. Gary, you'll absolutely love both of these games, man. I know that for a fact. But yeah, so Rich, I've only played 11 hours, so I'm not deep into it at all. I'll say that main character you're talking about, I haven't even met him yet. So I'm not even that. Oh, yeah, I'm not even there yet. Like, I'll say, okay, I can say this because it's expected. I just got to the point where I could start building roads. So that's how far I am into the game.
Okay.
So, you know, just so you get an idea of where I am, I will say that since I'm not reviewing the game, I'm doing every single mission presented to me. I'm not rushing through it. But, you know, I think it's great. Okay, so in my first few hours, you know, because I, you know, I heard all the reviews talking about how this game is more action-packed. I kind of thought that was kind of like, I was like, that is, no. I'm like, I've played 3 hours of this. I haven't gotten to a single encounter yet. And then I was kind of assuming, like, maybe it's because you could encounter more combat if you avoid stuff, which is what I was doing. But now I'm at a point, I'm like, oh, no, they're forcing you just into this shit. So it is more action-packed. Like, I just did 3 missions in a row where it's like, take these motherfuckers out. And another one I'm about to do right now, actually, Rich, maybe that's a – I have to hit basically what looks like a fortress. You know, I'm like, oh, you got to go there now. You know, and take – and they even specifically tell me, arm up. You're going to have to fight a lot of guys. You know, so I'm like, okay, so this shit's getting real.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, no, the game's great. It's like – the best way I could describe it is like, you know, putting on your favorite pair of pants. I'm like, because I love Death Stranding. The first game, fantastic. So it was just, I fell into it very easily, you know. Manny and I were kind of talking about this with the first game. It's like, I instantly, my hands instantly knew when I'm walking, hold down the triggers and press, you know, R1 to crouch and shit. And then, you know, press the square button occasionally to climb over stuff. That came pretty easily. But yeah, no, even like just 11 hours in, they're throwing a lot of weapons at you, like a fucking sniper rifle. I'm like, whoa, this is dope. You know, so I got, yeah, again, and then I fell into Metal Gear mode. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I fell into Metal Gear mode, like find the spot, snipe some motherfuckers, go around, you know. Very, you could tell, very much leaning into the Metal Gear isms here, you know, and the Kojima is like, there was this one scene where, like, you know, it's funny because I was like, you know, sometimes you go to sleep in the game and you just have like a random crazy fucking dream. Yeah. And then, you know, and sometimes it would just happen randomly. It's not even part of the story, you know? So what I experienced, I don't know if it is part of it, because I just like, because basically you could wake up during the day and night because there's a day night cycle now. So, you know, I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, because it's not woke up in the middle of the night. It's an alarm clock. It wakes you up midnight. Let me go back to sleep. I'm going back to sleep. And then I had this dream where this, like, crazy naked guy was dancing and shit. You know, like, okay, this is pure fucking Kojima right here, you know?
They say...
Don't tell me who that is, Manny.
No. I'm not saying what it is, but it's also somewhat...
The synopsis.
The original, because you have Doom, also the more Doom...
Yeah.
So... That's why a lot. In fact, at the four of those.
Oh green, yes. Green, yeah.
You know, like there's like jump scares and all kinds of plays.
Yeah. So yeah, in this game, like just like with the first one, when I'm like, ooh, let me go wash my face. I wonder if something's gonna happen, because sometimes it would happen, you know. something did happen, but it was part of the story, so I was expected. But yeah, no, that one dream, I'm like, oh, that was fucking weird. It was this naked guy dancing, you know? Mm-hmm. I like the Magellan.
It wasn't Conan O'Brien, right?
No, it wasn't Conan O'Brien, but who knows? Maybe it was Conan O'Brien. I like the Magellan, the ship you're riding on reminds me a lot of Metal Gear Solid 2, you know, the tanker. Mm-hmm.
It looks like a giant Rex
head. Yeah, but I'm talking about when you're inside, even the green and everything. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this is Metal Gear Solid 2 right now. I'm loving it right now. My only complaint is I haven't had enough time to play. There's been a very especially busy week for me, so I've only been able to play like maybe 2 hours tonight because I got the code. Actually, it kind of lines up, doesn't it? Like, I got the code on Monday night. I've played around 11 hours, so it's like 2 to 3 hours a night. Thankfully, you know, not only does the weekend start tomorrow, but I'm on vacation next week, baby. So you know what I'm going to be doing. I'm just going to play this fucking game. Yeah, finally.
Because you're going to get that platinum trophy, yo.
I don't know about that. Oh, yeah. By the way, to answer your question, I did not get the trophy, the platinum in Death Stranding 1. So I don't know if I'll get in this one. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know. I was looking at him like, I don't know about that.
Hey, question.
Why is it? Yeah, what's up?
Why is it? This is for both Rich and Tony.
Uh-oh.
If you were to give me 3 things that Death Stranding 2 improves the most on from the original game, whoa.
You want to go first, Rich?
How about you go first, Tony?
All right, so the pacing is a lot faster. You kind of get right to the shit. You don't have to fumble as much with the fucking menus anymore. Like, for example, one of the most important things in the first game, and this one too, is like managing your backpack to optimize it. It took so long to do that shit. Now, literally, you hit the up button, you know, on the D-pad, you press X, and it automatically does it. So a lot less fumbling when it comes to that. And then the third thing that it improves on, again, I'm only at 11 hours in. I feel like you get a better sense of where you need to go and where you kind of should avoid. Like, because, you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to plot this path. I guess that's the improvement. You can plot a fucking path, because sometimes we're like, oh, I got to go over. You know, I look at the first game, I'm like, I got to go over here. It's like, yeah, but there's a giant fucking mountain between you. So in this game, you get a better sense of it. So you could kind of plot it. I know you could do it in the first game too, but this game does it better. And it tells you right from the beginning. You could plot your fucking your route. So I would say those are the big 3 improvements for the moment, because there's others. Like, I like the fact that you're already getting way more weapons, you know? Yeah, so I think those are the big 3. You get right into it. Better menu. There's still some clunkiness. Don't get me wrong. The menus aren't perfect, but they're better. And then just navigating over the map, because I, you know, even the first one, I would pick some pretty bad paths, you know. This one does a better job of helping you avoid that shit. What about you, Rich? What are your 3?
Okay, yeah. So I do agree about the story pacing. It gets right to the point. It is a lot more action oriented, and you will see this, Tony, when you get to that Neil stage.
Yeah.
Because that is not something you can avoid. So that was quite an interesting little thing right there.
Kind of like the Mads Mikkelsen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
I would also say I like, again, with the first game, a lot of the walking and stuff like that. And, of course, listening to Woodkid, who is Carlos's favorite composer now. So, but I like that there are other ways to travel in this. And I'm not going to say anything because I don't know how far you are, Tony. But, yeah, there's other ways to travel besides just the trucks, the cars, there's other things. I like that a lot. One in particular, which I'm not going to mention yet. But, yeah, that I like that this is you can do that. You know, obviously, there are certain situations where you're able to use a certain vehicle, so on and so forth. And they recommend that you use something if you have to transport a lot of stuff.
Nice.
But that's good. But no, yeah, I would say those three. The story is great with the pacing. The action is there. And more ways to traverse. One last thing I will say again, like I mentioned.
Uh-oh, Rich cut out. Uh-oh. Kojima didn't like him talking about it. Rich, you cut out for 30 seconds.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
You're on the on the last point where you're like, oh, and also like that.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, and also the I like that you can avoid certain encounters with the enemies and then, of course, with the routes. You can avoid a lot of that stuff. Now, I did have a quick question for Tony. Uh-oh. Hopefully this is not considered a spoiler.
Yeah.
I just want to ask this question. You know, early in the game, you have a particular encounter with some individuals in red.
Okay? Yes, yes.
And there was a certain individual that shows up to, you know, survey the situation and assist. I just want to ask you this question. I know I could not be the only one that felt this. Because of how they introduced that character, did you not get vibes of Gray Fox from the original Metal Gear Solid game?
Oh, of course. I as soon as I saw that, actually, but before I get to
it's
that,
it's in the trailer.
I've literally, the only trailer I've ever seen is the first one, so I don't know any of that. I was just like the first thing I was like, Kojima, of course you have to have a cyborg fucking ninja, don't you? You know, or cyborg samurai. Not surprised. Now, Rich, here's my question to you. What did you do before that encounter? Because I was still on my bike. You know what I did? I drove. I was like, fuck this shit. I'm not dealing with any of this stuff. I just ran right through until the game forced me to stop, you know, to see that cutscene.
Well, that's very interesting because I didn't know. I got out and I just went, just started fighting these guys.
Oh,
just
shit, like, you fought them. Damn.
Oh, yeah. They were firing at me. I had to. But no, I didn't know you could just drive right past them.
Yeah, no, when I saw that, again, I don't want to say what type enemy type they were. I'm like, bro, no, I'm 2 hours into this fucking game. I am not equipped for this shit. I was like, can I drive? Sure enough, I drove right to the end until the game stopped me, you know? So, yeah, but again, that's what's cool about this game, right? You could do missions how you want when it comes to enemies, you know? But now I'm getting some weapons. I'm like, oh, now I can deal with that type of enemy. Oh, I will say this though. Hopefully this is not a spoiler, but I like that there's BTs that could see you and attack. You know, I'm like, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You know, because in the first one, it's like they were blind basically. You know, for the most part. So this one is like, you see those green eyes, bro. You're like, fuck, this is crazy. but you could sneak around them. Very, very Metal Gear like. You know.
Yeah, it's like that. There's this paint.
Yeah.
Way that light comes.
That's fun. No, I didn't know that. But yeah, great game. I'm gonna enjoy playing it during my time off. It's again, to me, it's more of the same, and to me, that's a good thing because I really enjoyed the first Death Stranding. This is how you know I like it. Again, I was only like 3 hours into this game. I'm like, I'm ready to play part three. Let's go. Like I like this world they built. You know, it's very interesting. I really want to see how the rest of the world is and shit. But maybe I'll get answers, you know, by the end of this game. You know, but I'm enjoying it a lot. And, oh, I got to say this, Rich. We didn't even bring it up. The perhaps the most important thing, man. The graphics. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my engine.
Yeah, I had. Yo, Carlos, I had a Carlos moment, man. You know?
Oh.
Like, you know, you're watching.
Wait.
You know what I was asking myself?
Is that gameplay? Is that gameplay?
Yo, that was me. Like, after you watch the initial cutscene and you actually get into the game, and I'm like, just like Carlos, is that gameplay? Then I press up and he walks up. I'm like, fuck! Like, that vista you see, Like, you know, you know, you first start off in Mexico, just this fucking expansive desert that just goes on forever, full daylight and shit, the lighting is hitting. I was like, fuck, this is crazy, you know? And it has, it has disappointed me. Like, the character faces look better than ever, you know? By the way, very interesting how certain studios, Western studios, we can't get the we can't get the actors right because of the lighting. I don't know. I've seen these characters in multiple lighting situations, and they always look consistent. So I don't know.
Kojima, baby.
Yeah, Kojima, you know? The graphics are crazy.
In general, they're full bodies.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot what there was one fucking developer. He did this giant fucking thread explaining how it's difficult to make actors in a video game look like their real life counterparts. I just wanted to reply with Kojima and leave, you know, fuck out of here. Bullshit excuse. How many other developers haven't been able to do that consistently? Fucking Mass Effect 3, bro. And that was like 12 years ago, you know? So anyway, the graphics are insane. I'm playing it on the PS5 Pro. Playing it on performance mode, you already know. I want that silky smoothness. The graphics are crazy. They're crazy.
From what did besides?
Yeah, in terms of resolution, right?
Well, it's the resolution.
Okay, yeah.
No, that's the same for the PlayStation.
Yeah. There's a point I was going to make, I forgot. But yeah, no, the game's fantastic. Damn it, I forgot what the fuck it was. It was kind of important. I got sidetracked.
I'll ask you this question.
Yeah.
Well, it's not the... Oh, go ahead, Rich.
I'm just going to make one quick comment before you, Carlos. I promise you won't forget what you were going to say. I just have to say this. You know, you talk about the graphics. I agree, Tony. But man, that way that they shoot that opening scene.
Yeah.
Kojima, for real. I want to see what he does as a filmmaker.
Because I thought the same thing.
That was incredible. Yes.
I think Kojima wants to see what he can do as a filmmaker.
I think that's what it's all leading up to.
Film. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his whole life's been leading to that moment. Yeah, we're going to say, Carlos?
I have a question. How does this, and Tony, I think you and me are similar wavelengths when it comes to graphics.
Yeah.
Where does this stack up to, I guess, the best of the rest, like the Cyberpunks type of games?
It's definitely on par with that easily. You know, may you might say Cyberpunk is more impressive because it has more impressive environments. So you know what? Great question. I think at least so far, environment wise, Cyberpunk is more impressive, but character wise, this game is more impressive. You know, they look so fucking good, man. They look so good. You know,
when it's the pupils.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. No, but graphically, that's one of the things I first thought. Like, hey, this shit looks next gen, you know? Like, there's nothing, like, cheap about it. You could tell they spent money on this shit, you know? But at the same time, but restrained money, using, you know?
And they're not using ray tracing stuff.
They're not, yeah.
It's all, I don't even.
Yeah. So, man, imagine when the inevitable PC version comes out. Fuck!
As far as I know,
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. You never know.
Other than the game, add and get them.
Yeah. And he did a pretty good job. Yeah.
I don't think they're going to add any retreat.
Yeah. Well, you never know. But it isn't needed, like you said. It looks so good. It looks good. When it hits the lips, it's so good. What's up?
Another question. Is this one of the, I think Manny kind of talked about it, but maybe this question is a little bit different. But is there a huge difference between the PS5 Pro in terms of quality?
I don't know. We have to look at Digital Foundry for that one.
According to fidelity,
the flames.
It looks good across the PlayStation Pro. You get some. They all run.
It looks good.
It's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So anything else you want to add, Rich, about Death Stranding?
Yeah, I definitely recommend checking it out, especially if you played the first one and you enjoyed the first one. Definitely worth checking out.
Yeah.
What should I buy it, though?
Yeah, should you buy it, Rich? Should you buy it? You didn't answer the question.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Carlos. Yes, you should buy it. And shout out to Jay Shep. Yes, you should buy it as well, good sir. All of you should buy it.
You know, Carlos, I'm thinking more about your question because, you know, I'm asking myself, like, now just more literally, like, what's a better looking game than this? Mm-hmm. I can't think of many except Cyberpunk. Cyberpunk only looks better with the environments. Like, it's on that level. Like, I think this is literally, like, top five best looking games of all time, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Yes, Brian. Really. oh man, it looks fantastic. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, you already know. It ain't coming to the Switch. I'll tell you that. Yeah. All right, man. Speaking about switching, let's move over to the next topic here. So we're going to run down two showcases that happened tonight. One was pretty good. One was pretty bad. we're going to do them in the order they aired. First one is the Capcom Showcase. So let's get into it. I missed a little bit of the beginning of this. They had a deep dive for Pragmata. Manny, anything new that they showed?
It got into
where, yeah.
Where you have to back it. So it's a slightly puzzle. Looks judging, but kind of like I'll let you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Same, but not as involved.
Pretty cool. So yeah. They said. Yeah. And we know this already. They're gonna have a public hands-on for the game during Gamescom. You know. So should be cool.
It'll be. And I can't say I'm excited.
I'm intrigued. I'm pretty sure you are too.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. Oh man, I need to have this something. Which
yeah,
is-
yeah, for sure. All right. Next up, we had, and this is where I fully started watching, Sagat in Street Fighter VI. They do the usual thing where they have the character, they have Johnny World Tour, as people like to call him, you know, showing up in the new character stage. Then Sagat shows up with a big tree or something. Then he does the tiger uppercut. Looks cool. I noticed his design. He's a lot skinnier, kind of looking more like Street Fighter II version of himself, which is kind of cool.
As opposed to Alpha.
Yeah, Alpha and Street Fighter IV and Street Fighter V, you know, where he's just this giant muscle man, you know. So that's kind of cool. And then, you know, for you guys who don't know, he accepted that, yeah, I lost to Ryu. He's the better guy. I should dwell on revenge. So he's probably still going to be going on that journey and shit. Pretty cool. They said he's going to be dropping on August 5th. So that's getting pretty close. Basically, literally right after Evo. Because it'll be kind of weird to introduce a new character right before Evo, because people may want to play him. You know, they have to learn him. So that's coming. And then also because Capcom realized, hey, you know, we're sitting on a bunch of money here. Let's give people what they want. You know, because people have been clamoring for costumes for, because they have three sets of costumes. People have been for like almost 2 years now. Where the fuck is costume four? You know, and again, I really think it's because it was all hands on deck with Monster Hunter. But now that the game's out, now they can start not only putting shit into Street Fighter, but also Resident Evil, which we'll get to in a bit. For you guys who don't know, the thing that actually saved Street Fighter V was the costumes, specifically Chun-Li. Motherfuckers bought her costumes. They made like 27 costumes for her, all sold out. They made a lot of money. Even though the game was not well received, that helped it out. Now Capcom was like, okay, let's give these motherfuckers some costumes. So the first set, it's like seven characters are getting swimsuits. Here's what I learned after the fact. They don't say this during the stream. They're going to release the new costumes. They're themed, right? So, like, these seven characters, their theme is, like, swimwear. Because people are like, oh, is Ryu going to be wearing trunks or something? No, he's going to be part of something else, you know? So you're going to get your Gooner outfits here. Capcom didn't give a fuck. All the girls got two pieces. And here's one thing that's cool for you old-school Capcom heads, right? Cammy and Chun-Li are wearing the same like swimsuits they're wearing in this Nishimura outfit of all the Street Fighters in a beach. They're wearing the exact same thing. Matter of fact, with Cammy, she even has the beach tan that she had in that drawing, you know? So really good stuff. I'm going to assume that's going to be coming along with Sagat. The Fighter Season 3, it looks like it starts on July 4th. So, because there's this other stuff, avatars. I don't know if the costumes are coming with that. Cool stuff. Finally, some new things for Street Fighter, which I'm happy about. Next up, we got the big one, Resident Evil Requiem. Now, the interesting thing about this one is they said it takes 30 years after original. Leon's actually 51 would be. Somebody calculated, like, oh, shit. But here's the fun thing, man. I know you caught this, too. You notice how I said, you know, some things wouldn't scare Leon, but they would scare someone else. So I think that may be a little bit of a red herring. Yeah, it looks like you're playing as this girl, but maybe Leon will show up. But I like that rationale. It's like, if this is a horror game, we need somebody that can get scared of things, you know? Not Leon's kind of, he doesn't get scared. It's fucking Leon, you know?
Leon's a pro at this.
Yeah.
Like he's been, if you're factoring he's that they, yeah, you know, between that time, they're all, him and Chris, just like, whatever.
You know, yeah. Got, oh, this. You're talking about the CG movies, yeah.
Yeah, the two.
Yeah, yeah, they did quite a few of them. Yeah, yeah, because even the stream, they were just like, Leon wouldn't get scared of like a pot falling. Like, of course he wouldn't. You know,
he would just be like, all right, you know, what's the thing we're fighting this time?
You know, and I also like, and maybe I'm pretty sure you're happy about this too. Third person mode.
Yeah, no, that is like, I like that they're like the first person, obviously.
You know, yeah.
But yeah. Give people a third, and also they
look. Yeah, to me that just says I'm gonna play this twice. I want to play it in both modes. That's pretty cool because I want to see how well optimized it is. But yeah,
you think they'll put a trophy on it? Play the cave in third person mode. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. Here we go. Here's the quote. We always thought about making Leon the protagonist for this game, but making a horror game based around him is difficult. He wouldn't jump at something like a bucket falling. No one wants to see Leon scared by every little thing. So he's actually quite a bad match for horror. That is, again, like you said, he's seen it all, man. He's a jaded old man, you know?
Yeah, he's already got the, like, he's already got his fought, like, he's monster 30.
Yep.
He's like, all right.
Yeah, so again, yeah.
I think you see that with,
yeah.
They're not scared by it. It's almost like an action
movie. Oh, it is an action. Not almost. It is an action movie at that point, you know, which is one of the reasons people didn't like that game.
Yeah, because it lost all of its horror.
Yeah. I think they threw Kimetsugami. We don't really care about that, too.
I mean, I'm going to say this about the...
It's been out for a year, though.
It's been out for a year, and there's...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that game... But at least they did it. It's out there, and I don't think it's okay. The budget...
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing. Even if it, you know, even if it's not like a game for everybody, that's also good. It's also good, you get to make targeted games. And then obviously, you know, the majority of the show was Monster Hunter Wilds. A bunch of stuff is coming. Mm-hmm. Lagaia Chris. Now, just to make it clear, they said it in the stream too. You can't fight Lagaia Chris underwater, but you can do some things. You can't take some actions underwater, like use the environment and stuff.
Yeah, he's from Monster
3.
Three Ultimate.
There's three. Because the whole deal with that game was, you know, there was fight underwater in that one, you know. And also, the way to introduce him in this is the way they introduce him in that game, you know. You're running away from Rathalos, and then he jumps in, you know. So pretty cool. Then you're also going to be getting, there's another monster. I don't know if they name him here, but he's also, like, from Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, Manny, which
yeah,
is
so,
kind of
yeah. So yeah. It's a three and a four.
The showcase monsters for those games, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
They're also gonna have another Festival of Accord. Maybe the girl's gonna be dancing around doing something else.
It's all gonna be summer themed. So you're gonna see a lot of like they showed a little bit like the works.
The Smith. Yeah.
Yeah, the Smith. So she's an alpha.
Yeah, it's called the Festival Accord Flame Feet. And that starts from July 23rd through August 6th. We're also going to get Arc Tempered Uth Udana July 30th through the 20th. So we got to go get our asses whipped by that. And then they're going to have a collaboration with Fender Guitar, which is very weird.
You can get a Fender guitar, and they essentially pull the pose that play the monster theme.
Yeah.
When they went through all this trouble and capture, whatever is playing it is playing it. So they're playing the actual notes in the game. If you look at them,
that's funny.
They're talking about motion. That's kind of funny. At least they're like, yeah, come on. If it be advertising this guitar, it's a monster.
Of course.
But yeah, if you're going to at least make them actually play the.
Yeah. I was watching. Max Millions doing his like reactions to it, and somebody in the comments was like, "What, man? No love for Gibson?" You know, what about Jackson? You know, or BC Rich?
Well, if it was a BC Rich, they'd be like,
"Yeah, that's what it should be." I mean, BC Rich guitars look metal, you know.
Yeah, but especially if they put the Warlock in there.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, they said that the free title update 3 will be coming in late September. That's also going to add a new monster and another festival accord for that season. So that's going to be the fall one, you know?
So the fall one. Okay, yeah. Cool.
So good stuff. They obviously didn't address the big issue with Monster Hunter on PC. Because now, like, if you guys actually goes to the Steam sale, by the way, shout out to the Steam summer sale that's going on right now. If you go to the Steam store, like, the game's like 10% approval right now. It's pretty bad over there. So Capcom, fix your shit, you know?
Now for the artist,
so yeah,
you have one of the weapons, you can swap them out. You can, it's for what all weapons, by the way. You can switch them. You have, as I remember, yeah, though, the arc.
Yeah, you have to get them to the last level, they said.
Yeah, you get to the last level,
and which is 8.
You can make them look, you can finally make them look cool as opposed to like robot weapons.
I hate those weapons, man, the way they look, you know.
I only made one, just this one, and I'm just like, this is nice.
I did the same thing. I made one. That was it. Throw it in the pile.
Just put it inside the box. Yeah. Like, all right.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that was the Capcom, live stream. Rich, did you get to catch it? Mr. Richard Bailey Jr.
Sorry about that. Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
The Pragmata stuff. That was exactly what I played at Summer Game Fest. So glad they showed more of it for those that are curious about the game. And I also will say I am intrigued after playing it, because at the end of that demo, there was a boss fight that was going to start, and they said, okay, guys, that's it for today.
Oh,
so,
shit.
yeah, definitely need to see more of that. I'm looking forward to Sagat and Street Fighter. And for Resident Evil, I also think I agree with what they said about Leon, but come on, guys. Clearly, they knew when they said that people were going to talk about that, because the rumor was that Leon was supposed to be in this game when this game was in development. I've heard people talk about Leon. They talked about Chris, but Leon more recently. So for them to address it and say, oh, yeah, this is the reason why he's not in the game. Very interesting, because now that is the headline I'm seeing all over the internet of why Leon is not in the game. So if he shows up in the game, that'll be quite interesting and exciting at some point. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, February can't come soon enough.
Oh, yeah.
And Monster Hunter, yeah, an awesome update. But like you said, Tony, they need to fix the PC version.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do, man. But good stuff. Carlos, did you get to check out any of the Capcom stream?
Unfortunately, no. I wasn't able to catch it. But hearing what you guys have been talking about, I'm looking forward to Pragmata, because I was interested in that game since they got announced. Monster Hunter, man, getting back on the dojo. What is it, September?
July is we're going to be jumping in, you know. As a matter of fact, I think, aren't we getting a new monster at the end of this week or maybe this weekend? When is Legaia, Chris? I got to look this up, but either way, we're going to be getting back soon, you know.
So we got Cousin Chris, we got Ultimate Chris, we got Evil Chris, and we got Legaia Chris is killing
it. You know, it's a lot of Chris's, man. All right, good stuff there. All right, let's move on to the Bad Showcase. Shit. Now, full disclosure, I had all the plans to watch this, right? I started playing Death Stranding 2. I got lost in it, you know? Then I started getting messages like, what the fuck was that? You know, I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? Oh, shit. You know, the Arxis, right? So I didn't get to watch it. Manny, I know you did. I looked over their Twitter. I think they posted things in order, and I also but I did skim through the video after the fact. It's only 34 minutes. Trash. I'm just gonna say it, trash, you know. So I'll just get into it. There's some fucking, I don't even, what the hell's the name of this game, some watercolor bullshit game that they start off with. That
dear me, I was,
that was the name of the game.
Yeah, that's the
wow.
It's like a watercolor game. It's made by the guy who created Hotel Dusk and
I never even heard of that either.
It was a Nintendo exclusive game. It was Code another code. Anyway, the guy does the Hotel Dusk. Looks like that's the, anyway. It's nice to this guy. He's actually, it's not like this one's a lot.
Oh boy,
a mouse.
Is this a Switch 2 exclusive? Interesting.
Yeah, it does, they it doesn't say anything about it. But that was his last game too. Was another select.
Yeah. So yeah. All right. So there's that. Double Dragon Revive. I'm very disappointed by this one, too.
I don't like the way that game looks.
I don't like that art style. Like, I don't like it at all. I don't like it. Looks like
they look like if you ask somebody to look at the make the bad novel, it doesn't have
any. Yeah.
It's not an attractive.
I don't know why they didn't try to make it look cool. Like the cinemas look nice. Like the in-game cinemas look nice. But like,
they don't, you know,
that's bad. That's not a good way to bring back Double Dragon. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing? All right. The next one here, this is a new game called Demon's Night Fever. And I don't even know how to describe this game. Like, what the fuck am I looking now?
Is that the one with the baby?
No, it's some weird art style. Maybe it has a baby. I'm not sure.
It looks like a big fat monster
thing. Yeah, what is this, Rich, if you could give us any more info?
Is this the game where they said we don't have any gameplay for this today, so we just letting you know that it's in development?
I think so. It has a very interesting kind of art style.
I'm looking at a trailer
I'm gonna
now.
I'm going to open it up right now. Yeah, I'm going to open it.
But either way, I'm not going to play it, you know?
Here's the thing, like I feel like one of the issues about like
you expect some motherfucking fighting games.
Yes, but that's the thing about them is that they don't make fighting games. So I think I think maybe it'd be bit to their best to start announce whether or if there's going to be fighting games.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I see the game. Yeah, it's not exactly the
same. No. Right, next up we got Bubble Bobble, I guess that's coming back. Game. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really go away. It looks like it's another keep on putting, sort of take.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I never cared for these games. All right.
It was fun when I was a kid. My brother would have.
Yeah. And then I don't know if there's any other games, but the last one to have posted here is this one was probably the biggest disappointment of all. Because they announced a new Daisuke Ishiwatari game, and you got to see him, during this talking about this game. And it just looks stupid. Damon and Baby, that very disappointed there. But I will say that in the interest of fairness, I do like the fact that Arc System Works addressed the fact that game budgets and development is getting too big. So they're trying to do an initiative where they're trying to make smaller games. They call it mid-range games. Mm-hmm. I like the idea behind it. Even if this game is not interesting to me, I like that they're trying to do that. Like, we're trying to build these smaller games that can maybe last. They said, hey, that's how Guilty Gear started. It was a smaller game, and we built it up.
Yep. That's
what's up?
What was the – there was another fighting
game. Oh, Under Night In Birth. That's a – I don't know if that's a sequel or an update because Under Night In Birth 2 came out, what were you going to say, Rich?
Okay.
Well, first, a quick question. So, to go back to this Damien and Baby game, Tony.
Yeah.
Are you going to play this or Baby Steps? Because apparently, that other Baby Steps game, this is another game coming out also. So, are you going to pass on both?
I think I'll pass on both,
Okay.
I'll say one thing about the Damon and Baby. It is nice, sort of fun.
No, even if I'm not interested in this, this is good that you get these kind of games. By the way, Jay Shep's giving us grief right now. He goes, "Yep, these are the double A games you guys want," because he doesn't care for double A games. He wants triple A games.
Listen, you realize that most of those franchises you so love these as double A titles.
Yeah, for the most part.
Mario.
Yeah,
Mario had probably like a three-man team on that.
Yeah.
Current standards, that would be considered a low budget game.
Yeah, but again, I don't like doing that, because it's like by standard, then all those games would be indie games. No, Mario was a pretty sizable budget, had a sizable budget. For the time.
Say what all about just because you spent the shitload of money on a title doesn't mean automatically a gangbuster.
Concord.
There's a certain there's a certain game that's go. Out right now that's fucking shitting the bed. And how much was that fucking budget?
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
What was the budget for Death Stranding 2?
A certain Grand Theft Auto-ish type game. What about that one?
There you go.
A certain Callisto Protocol type of game. Those games have some pretty sizable budgets.
Damn, Vinny's throwing them all under the bus right now. Fuck your couch.
So again, take each situation as if it doesn't matter what the fucking that doesn't.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ben. Yeah, what are your thoughts on this showcase, Rich?
A quick comment to make. Yeah. I also didn't like the showcase, but there were two games I was intrigued by. Hunter x Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter.
That
Hunter,
is
yeah.
another fighting game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not excited about that one.
It's looking a tad bit generic. It's looking like a Namco game.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, you know, when that popped up, because again, I'm scrolling through a video, I'm like. They make that? I honestly thought it was a Bandai Namco game. Because that shit looks like a Bandai Namco game.
Yeah, it does look like a Bandai Namco, yeah.
This is Arc System Works is making this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
It's a surprise.
That game looks like they're trying to catch a check. That's what that looks like.
And one other thing that was shown, and I don't know why this was shown. I guess I need to do some research. Dotemu showed that Absol game.
Their beat 'em up game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I didn't know that Arc System Works has some type of stuff because their name is not on there as one of the developers. So I need to see why that game was shown.
For that particular. Arc System, they're showing.
I didn't know that.
Title, but it's not a licensed property. So, you know. It seems like Arc System Works kind of.
Yeah. By the way, the reason I didn't do the usual recap is nobody posted a recap of this. That's why. No website posted a recap of this.
Well, nobody like again, like it's like once they're what's the big dogs were. That's unfortunate. Also, I have to say that there didn't have close like for England.
Wait, for some fucking reason. But the one I saw it. It was dubbed. I didn't see a dubbed one.
I saw a totally Japanese.
Oh wow, damn. Yeah, no, the one I saw, it was like, you know, the Japanese woman was talking, but it was American woman talking over, or you know, English talking over her.
Okay, because
I saw a bunch of people in the chat. Hey, can I get some subtitles here?
Yeah, no, they went to the wrong one, man. By the way, the other thing I laughed at before was, nobody did a recap of this. I'm looking for it. And the first thing I saw from Reddit, the Arc System Showcase might legitimately be the worst showcase of the year. Damn. Brutal.
Whoa.
Really?
I think because the expectations were so high on it that everybody was expecting these big enough, which is like, there's things that I was in here, like this tech collection, which has like some all of the co-op world. So that was, I mean,
nobody's going to recap of this. Interesting. That fucking Capcom one, that recap was up like minutes after the show was over, you know?
No, it's because again, like once they didn't have their big dog, everybody just.
Well, yeah, because people wanted to see Marvel. They wanted to see Guilty Gear.
They wanted to see Marvel, you know? Guilty Gear.
They wanted to see Blaze Blue. They didn't get none of that.
Everybody was hoping that Lucy from, but they only showed the second.
Yeah, I forgot her name. The new girl. Yeah.
Yeah, her motorcycle.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. Which is actually pretty cool. Let's just be honest. Motorcycle sword. That's pretty fucking awesome.
He's got a motorcycle
sword. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Arc System Works. That was a waste of time. Not good. But listen, it is what it is, man.
I think definitely that again, like I because of it automatic. There's good things they didn't get the.
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to find a fucking. I hate when websites like just lock you out. Oh, you got to pay a subscription. You're not that big to be getting a fucking subscription from me.
No, man. It's like, come on, just turn the ads on. Let me watch a bunch of.
Yeah. But yeah, turn the fucking ads on. Like the source was The Verge, but I can't read it because the stupid ad shit. All right, so next thing we're going to talk about is that Xbox is officially adding Steam integration to the Xbox PC app. So I'm going to read. Yeah, go ahead.
I saw a little bit of Harris Dell.
Oh, that's cool. He was getting grief for that, you know. But that, I was talking to Paris about that. He was like, "Oh man, I'm even getting grief for this." And I'm like, "Paris, all you have to do is breathe, and you'll get grief." You know, mm-hmm. It's just how it is, man. I don't know.
Apparently he's a divisive figure now.
Yeah. He was literally, I saw a little bit, he was literally just showing how it works. That's it. You know, he was like, "I thought people would find that useful," but it's like, you know.
You know,
like,
what? I'm going to say something. I'm going to say something. I'm cool. Thanks.
There you go. all right. So I'm going to read this. This is from Gaming Bible. I like the name of this website. I don't know if I want to read this. The first thing I see is a fucking mistake. It says Xbox are forging. No. Xbox is. Companies are treated as an entity, sir. Where's the fucking editor? So I'll try to do the best I can. Xbox is forging ahead with its new integrated app plans on PC, bringing in games purchased through other storefronts into your catalog. It's not just the ROG Ally that will have the ability to see all your purchase games across various stores in one place. This functionality has also landed on PC within the Xbox PC app, currently available for Xbox Insiders. So it's not for everybody, it's for insiders who will test out the feature before it rolls out to everybody. Windows has a similar thing to have with the Windows Insiders. So I didn't know Xbox had an insider program as well, you know?
It's
what's
interesting.
Up?
Is it, you know, after I watched them, I kind of was like, wait, sort of do, like, because I have it's
oh, interesting.
It already, my guess is the ones that were with it's weird. Like that now it looks everything.
I think that's what it is. I think maybe the games you were seeing were ones that are like Xbox games that are on Steam,
yes,
but this is just everything, even if it's not on Xbox. I think that's what it is. That makes sense.
We're seeing stuff that was on X, and like you could actually a little bit. It asked. There's. I don't know. Thing like.
It says right here, what this means for PC players is having your Steam games appear within the Xbox app, allowing you to see everything you own in one place. And of course, if you're an Xbox Game Pass subscriber, those games will be included. The Xbox PC app will be available to all later this year and will appear on Windows 11 and handheld devices. Okay, that's cool.
Windows 10, huh?
Well, no, Windows 10 is being killed in October, I believe. It's over. Yeah,
they are offering.
Oh man. Yeah. All right. So I don't really have any opinions on this. What about you guys?
I think it's cool. I mean, it's all in one. You may even have instead of maybe the
Yeah. Carlos, do you care about this at all?
Wait, what was it again?
Damn, that's an obvious no. Then that's a no. That's all the answer. That's a no.
It must be Tuesday for Carlos.
Yeah, that's an obvious no. So, Rich, what are your thoughts on this?
I would love to see Steam come to Xbox consoles. when that happens, then yeah, that'll be fantastic. But otherwise, I mean, I'm already playing some stuff on Steam on my computer, so I don't. It is good, though. It's another option, so I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, Carlos, it's just the Steam is going to be, the Steam app is coming to Xbox app or some shit like
that.
Or Steam games, are you going to be able to see all your Steam games, not just the Xbox ones?
Go ahead, Rich.
And by the way, Tony, you asked earlier, where is the editor at the Gaming Bible website?
Yeah.
He's currently at church.
Yeah, he is. Gaming church.
Gaming church.
You know, he's getting, baptized by a gaming Jesus, you know, not metal Jesus, right? Man, you know, can you only see games or can you launch? That's a good question. I don't know if the Gaming Bible says goes into that specific.
From what it looked like on Paris, it's launch.
Did launch, okay.
They launched the games. He said, at least on his run that he had with warning, it didn't click on start up.
Yeah.
But it looks like. It looks like in this it looks like you won't need to have all.
Jay Shep goes, aren't there some handhelds that can already do this? So you all your libraries, yeah, they all do actually. All the Windows ones do. Like for example, the Asus, they have their launcher. You see every game across all the storefronts there. So yeah, it's already a thing, you know.
It is a thing, but my guess, the way this thing is designed, is that it doesn't.
Yeah, maybe. Because that's always the promise. Like, every single time you, even though, like, for example, at some of these handhelds, like, even though you see all your games, as soon as you click on the game, it'll all open up its launcher, you know? You have to go through all that nonsense instead of just launching the game, you know? But yeah, no, the idea isn't entirely new. You're right about that. But yeah, you know, there you go. All right, we got this other story related to X. Jeffrey goes, okay, this is like God Galaxy. Would Steam be okay with that? They are. I mean, they already allow it on other places, you know, so they are okay with it. You know, Asus ROG Ally, Lenovo Legion Go, they all have this, you know, Steam right there. Steam isn't mad about that, you know. J-Shep, this is why he's the homie. He's always looking for that controversial angle when it comes to Xbox. Doesn't give him any slack, you know. But Steam's already doing this, man. It's nothing new, you know.
Steam is the ultimate Xbox.
It like, really is
everywhere.
Yeah,
they don't care where they are as long as they can get on any type of platform. So, I mean, obviously they're not on a Nintendo because Nintendo would never allow that.
Yeah,
neither would Sony. Xbox is the only one that's doing it because they kind of don't have an other choice. So yeah, it's not surprising that Steam is getting on this. And as far as the PC version of this, it's like. I mean, I understand like it being nice, you know, on a handheld or on a you know mobile or a portable console or an actual console, but on Steam on PC, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Oh, the question was, would they be okay with bypassing their app? Well, maybe they're not. That's why you can't bypass the app. You know, you have to go through it. You know, like I said, it would be nice, but yeah, they probably can't do it. But whatever. When you're a PC gamer, you know there's a little bit, a couple of more hurdles you have to go through. Gary, with the facts here. Xbox R is correct in some regions. It depends on where the website is based. Ooh, what regions? Because obviously, you know, if you're English, that is incorrect. Richard's explanation that the editor is in church is more fun, though. I agree with that. We're going with that. You know, the editor couldn't do his job because he was in church, you know? He was doing some naughty things and now, you know, he's got to repent, you know,
he's got to go to, what do they call it? Confession.
Got to go to confession. You know, he's got to go hold the fucking, you know, the little marbles, whatever the fuck they're called, you know, the rosary beads, you know, father, you know, I have sinned and shit, you know, you know, motherfucker's going to get the holy water on him. You know, you're good, my son. I'm just assuming every religion is fucking Catholic. Listen, that's all the interaction I have with fucking religion, Catholics, you know? It's crazy. What the fuck are we talking? Oh, yeah. More Xbox news. By the way, and before I go on with this, The Verge is a very interesting website. So that previous story, it was locked behind like a subscription. Yet this story is not. It's not the whole website. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, this hasn't happened yet, but it apparently will happen next week. Xbox is going to announce more layoffs, bro. And Carlos, to answer your question, major now, right? Layoffs. You know, yeah, so it's not official yet. That's why they said it'll happen next week. You know, so I'll read this, Mr. Tom Warren. Microsoft is planning to cut jobs in the company's Xbox gaming division as early as next week. As I first reported earlier this month, that Microsoft was planning Xbox layoffs potentially by the end of the month, and now. Jason Schreier is also corroborating this. So it's coming from two different sources now. He goes, I understand that managers at Microsoft have been briefed about Xbox cuts and wider layoffs in other parts of Microsoft's businesses. The upcoming cuts are also expected to hit Microsoft's sales organization just at the start of a new fiscal year, which is probably where they want to cut a bunch of people, you know, get the profits up. You know how that shit goes, man. Microsoft is planning to restructure parts of its Xbox business as it looks ahead to its next-gen consoles. One source tells me Microsoft is restructuring Xbox distribution across Central Europe, resulting in some Xbox operations ceasing in some regions. These latest layoffs will be in addition to the 6,000 cuts Microsoft already made in May and on top of the more than 300 impacted earlier this month. Any major Xbox cuts will be the latest in a series of big gaming-related layoffs over the past 18 months after Microsoft laid off 1,900 Activision Blizzard Xbox employees in January 2024. And then in May 2024, the company closed several game studios, including Hi-Fi Rush developer Tango Gameworks and Redfall developer Arkane Studios. Microsoft has laid off 650 more Xbox employees since September and also cut 1,000 employees from its HoloLens and Azure cloud teams in June. Yo, my man went in with the numbers. Shit. Yeah. More cuts potentially coming, but now we have, I have to say this, man, because, you know, the guy has me blocked on Twitter. He's not even on Twitter, and I just don't like him. So I'll talk shit about Jason Schreier. I don't like him. He's a worm. You know, when he announced that, when he made that announcement, the same day that Xbox announced the VR headset, right? The collaboration. He was sitting on that the entire weekend. He knew about this. He decided to post about it that day when Microsoft was advertising the Xbox Meta Quest. That is some slimy shit, you know?
No, he. And the thing about it, it's not like he didn't know.
He knew.
He did know.
Yeah.
He did know because every journal works in tech and video games. If there's going to be an announcement, give their little body and say, hey, things happening, press, boom. So he waited until that shift so that he could catch the wave off of the Microsoft Xbox.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, very slight. But actually, Manny, it's worse than what you described because you're talking about like a press release stuff. No, this is a report that he did on his own, right? That he figured out and he didn't tell him about. And doesn't that sound familiar, right? He knew about all the stuff that was happening in Activision, didn't say anything, right? But then when it all came to light, he was like, oh, yeah, I've known about this. Why didn't you say anything, bruh? Why didn't you say anything?
I thought you were all about the developers and all that other stuff. No, you don't give a shit about
you them. Don't
you just can't obviously you wait to mm-hmm. you know as far as you know a lot of times he says that they're opportunists, you know,
pot meet the motherfucking kettle, bruh.
Yeah, exactly. Pot calling the kettle black. Homeboy doesn't ask shit. He works for who was it? Bloomberg.
Yeah, now? Bloomberg. Yeah,
works for Bloomberg. You know, he ain't a goddamn. He's not above, you know, catching whatever.
Yeah. Tony, he did the same thing with GTA 6. What did he do with GTA 6? Jason Schreier's a fucking worm, bro. He really is.
Yeah, he'll do some morose shit.
So yeah, he sat on that. I had to take my licks in with that guy. He's getting horrible. But yeah, we'll see what happens if these layoffs happen next week as expected. Not good news for Xbox.
Like, it's not surprising. Like Xbox is greatest, you know.
Jay Shep, thank you. Yes. He, remember Rockstar, they were the ones that, like, correct me if I'm wrong here, right? It wasn't like, it wasn't leaked that they would delay the game. They announced it. And then when that, Jason, please correct me if I'm wrong about any of this. Rockstar announced they're delaying GTA 6, right? Then Jason Schreier comes out and goes, oh, I knew about this. And in that case, if I'm right about that, the sequence of events, that's a case of, I don't want to upset Rockstar, so I'm going to leave it alone.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know, that's payola. I'm not saying he got paid, but there's advertising going on and shit. You know, yeah, okay. So thank you, Jason. That was the sequence. Rockstar announces that the game was officially being delayed. Then he goes, oh, I've known about this for a while.
Yeah.
Very interesting, you know?
Yeah. If he doesn't want to. He waited. Think about it. He's like, I've known. At this point, who gives a fucking shit? He's just going like, first, like that. Ooh, first. No.
Oh, I knew.
I knew.
Shut the fuck up. Shit? Yeah.
You couldn't say anything in the first place. So then shut your fucking mouth and just...
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, guy's a worm, you know?
Jason, he hides behind his altruistic, just as dirty and probably dirtier.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, shout out to Adam, who's joining us tonight. I'm assuming you recorded another episode of whatever you're doing.
Are we live still?
We're still live.
Shit. All right, good. My brother, man, it's just, I'm going to shut him out on this because. I have all these things, right? Thankfully, I get these screeners. I get things early. So I want to cover them. Let's cover them. And we could have recorded this on Sunday. change the day. Oh, can't do it Sunday. Okay, what about Monday, Tuesday? Change the day. Oh, yeah, we'll do it on Tuesday. I change the day. Wednesday, what about Wednesday? Always, I mean, the show airs tonight, Thursday, and then we just finished recording now. And
oh, wow.
It's like, it just frustrates me. It's like, should all the whole point of this is to have things all scheduled out nice and neat. That's why they do this.
Yeah.
So that way coverage can come out when the show is it's out. Help promote and stuff. It's like, oh, whatever. It just frustrates me because that. That should have been done already. So we just finished now.
All right. Anyway, let's move on here. More layoffs and closures. Rich's favorite game, Mind's Eye, didn't do very well. And now the studio is beginning the layoff process. No surprise there. This hasn't. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Rich.
The name of the studio is Build a Rocket Studio, right?
Yep.
So. That name pretty much tells you everything you need to know about the studio. They're showing us how to destroy their studio by releasing this game in the state that it was in. And did you guys also catch that they spoke to the actor? The actor yes. addressed. Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah,
complete disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he doesn't like it when studios rush games, which is what happened with this one.
You know? wasn't it in development for a while? Aren't these the Rockstar people?
Yeah, that left? Yeah, the ex Rockstar guys. Rockstar some of them, yeah. Build a Rocket Boy. That's a hell of a name.
There you go. That's it.
But yeah, it says because initially this was sources, but yeah, Build a Rocket Boy has confirmed IGN's report that the redundancy process has begun. So yeah, this is happening. Yeah. This is what the company says. We can confirm that we have had to make the painful decision to notify our hardworking team of some internal changes at Build a Rocket Boy. While we are working to reassign roles for as many of those impacted by these changes as possible, sadly, we are initiating a formal consultation process that may result in redundancy. This decision has not been made lightly, yada, yada, yada. So it's happening, you know? Again, I want to know who rushed this thing. Who wanted it out there? Because in all these cases, the developers know if a game is ready or not. It's not them publisher. That's pushing it out. Yeah, who did publish this game?
Yeah, because that's usually the culprit right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like yeah. What did they? Was it a situation? Think about a lot of this.
IO Interactive published this. That's
interesting. Hitman people.
Yeah. By the way, Gary says Richard. Richard, this is very interesting. So Gary says that you told him you were waiting to buy the Mind's Eye DLC.
Gary is still up way past his bedtime. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. No. But I do want to clarify one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are a publisher, not a developer. So we can't say that this is IO Interactive.
No, they're just publishing. They didn't work on it. They just
But exactly. Usually these things, like it's usually the publisher that wants it out, you know?
Okay.
Because of marketing and stuff, they have things set in motion in advance. And they're like,
yeah, that's what we mean. Like with Cyberpunk, the developer said, yo, this game is not ready. But the higher ups were like, no, get that shit out, you know? Go ahead, Rich.
Well, I will say, yeah, when I went to that IO Interactive event in LA earlier this month, they showed this game too. And I'm like, why? I mean, we're here to see Hitman in the 007 game. Why are they showing this? So yeah, it would make sense. They want to make sure they put everything out. That's an opportunity to make some money, but still, somebody should have looked at this game, did the proper QA and all that stuff before they dropped it.
Yeah. Yes, it's a shame, but this is what happens, you know. Rush an unfinished game out. What the hell do you think's gonna happen? You know, and there's no saving this one. Shit is done. Like again, they're doing like you know they're cutting jobs. I'm pretty sure the studio's gonna be shuttered eventually. You know, we've heard this song before.
Especially like it but I feel like crashed.
Yeah,
I really just heard the head of the, oh they're trying to silence me. You know, it's a conspiracy, and I'm like. Conspiracy, motherfucker! It seems like something was in the air. Something happened in the air that somehow gave everybody, you know, like precognition, a dumpster.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. So next thing, okay. So this is interesting because we talked about this. I think on the last question show, one of the question shows, you know, when we were talking about the Clear Obscure game, we were like, wouldn't it be nice if Square Enix looks at this game, because Square Enix has been on a bad roll lately when it's RPGs, right? Final Fantasy, right? We're like, wouldn't it be nice? Square Enix was like, hey, let's make turn-based games again. Guess what happened? Square Enix, they're reevaluating things. They're making like a new 3-year plan where they're like, we got to focus on quality, not quantity, back to basics. And they specifically said, they've looked at Clair Obscur. They're like, yeah, we're interested in going back to that. So you put two and two together. They're interested in making turn-based RPGs. They want to fix Final Fantasy. They said that we may get what we've been asking for years. Turn-based Final Fantasy again, you know? But think about it. But this would be with those kind of graphics, you know? So that could be cool, you know? Because now turn-based isn't a derogatory term anymore. You know, people are cool with them now. So this makes me very happy. And this is not based on a report. It's not a rumor. This is what Square Enix said, you know, to its fucking investors. This is good news. I'm happy about this. And they also said they're going to try to make sure that their big games come out more regularly, you know? So maybe that also means they're going to cut back on shit, you know, because if you do make a turn-based RPG, it might be easier to make those, you know? I don't want to make any assumptions, but that would be good. So I'm pretty happy about that. Again, this all happened in an investors meeting. So this is not some rumor, some shit.
It's fascinating how the Western essentially harkening back, you know, back to made a classic thing.
Yeah.
Reevaluate.
That is interesting. Yeah.
It also is the issue that they've had for the, what I think, the dragon.
Yeah. Yeah. The like, statement.
I've said this before. Who like the obvious non-term attract? There isn't that likes the Persona example.
Yep.
A couple of other ones. Hey,
The Yakuza games are doing very well as turn-based. Clair Obscur, you know.
I literally had a Yakuza game that was inspired by Dragon Quest.
Yeah, two of them now. Yeah. Yeah, literally Dragon Quest. Dragon Quest. But yeah, Square Enix, they flat out said, turn-based RPGs are our origin and our future. Huh. There you go.
Now the question is, would they go back?
Well, they said that they're very much considering making Final Fantasy turn-based again. They did say that. And they also reassured people that the next Dragon Quest will also be turn-based because there was talk that they may want to change things up. I think after Clair Obscur, they're like, oh no, don't fuck that up. You know,
no, don't touch it. That's like you guys did that stuff. In fact, back with a good enough game like action, I'm okay with most of you have King.
Yeah.
In fact, they were the only action.
Yeah, for a while. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So yeah, that makes me very happy. But obviously, we don't know when the hell we're gonna see these games. Because even Dragon Quest takes forever now. You know,
the game takes too long.
Yeah, everything, man.
Like last, what that last Dragon mid?
Yes, it was PS4 era. Yeah, I had to think about it because it was so long ago. They released it on Switch, then they released it on PC, then they re-released it on PS4 later in the life cycle. But I want to read this. This is kind of interesting. With Square Enix says from April 2025 to March 2028, they plan to release major titles across multiple platforms, no more console exclusives. They're done with that, you know?
Okay.
And then they said after the 3-year reboot, they plan to release major titles of key IPs on a consistent basis. That is so good. You know, you can't just be having a Final Fantasy game coming out once a decade, you know? Like, you can't do that.
It's weird, though, it's interesting because didn't you?
Not mainline ones.
Was like Final Fantasy 7, same
yeah.
year, right?
Getting yeah, the end of but, the year, but you've never had two mainline ones come out in the same generation for a long time, you know? It's been a long time. I think the last time you saw that was during the PS2 days, you know? We had Final Fantasy 10 and 12, and 11 if you want to count that as well. Yeah.
Yeah, they like came in the same time. Yeah.
Think about it like this. Remember? 13 came out on PS3. 14, I guess you could say that as well, right? 15, PS4, 16, PS5.
When they announced two Final Fantasy games at the same time?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's crazy. I wonder, Jeshep says, I wonder what the shareholders have to say about Final Fantasy 16 sales recently. They probably weren't happy, you know?
I'm sure even Xbox do
it. Oh, it didn't do a damn thing. It didn't do shit.
I mean, here's that game.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. And Xbox, again, historically, we've seen Xbox says they don't play these games. Again, I've said this a million times over the years. I applaud Xbox for trying, but it never works, you know?
I almost feel like Xbox, like they need really excise themselves of, because they're not even a box.
That's right.
They're not even a box anymore. They're everywhere, right? So why not just call it Microsoft Game? And then your Xbox, it's just the Xbox. Like the games, it runs Microsoft games on the Xbox. And that's it. The Xbox, the device, not the division.
Yeah, no, you're right. Shout out to Kuel for subscribing, man. Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right. And the last story, this one upsets me. And by the way, and we got an update to this story, because the original story I have here is already pretty fucking crazy. But then there was an update literally before we went live. Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We got to talk about the Street Fighter VI movie, man.
Oh, no.
Again. Oh,
yeah. You mean the cast list?
Yeah. Yeah. So the original story I have here, which we're going to talk about, obviously, 50 Cent has been, it's not official yet, I don't believe, but 50 Cent, you know, that rapper, I've been shot 9 times, 50 Cent, you know, will allegedly be playing Balrog, the boxer, which is insane.
I mean, maybe 50 Cent,
but it gets worse, but we'll get to that in a bit. Yeah.
Before you continue, I do want to say that is confirmed. That list that we confirmed? Saw, that's all confirmed.
Oh,
yes, all those actors are confirmed.
Oh, no. So there will be blood in the sand with this movie when it comes out. So
that was a good game.
So I will take this moment to give Gary a shout out, because I know he will definitely be watching this movie. Boy, 50 Cent is in it. Absolutely. Got to watch it.
Okay, so that's confirmed. Here's the one this happened just tonight. I'm like, why? Dan Hibiki. Rich, tell me if this one's confirmed. Dan Hibiki is going to be played by Andrew Schultz.
I don't know about that one, but maybe.
Yes, the comedian. I saw him live last year in fucking Mohegan Sun. The guy who interviewed Trump, like that Andrew Schultz, is playing Dan Hibiki.
Wait, what? He's the podcaster.
He's the pod. Yes, yes, the flagrant podcast. That's him. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Friend of the show.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I like Andrew Schultz. I listen to the podcast sometimes. Again, I saw him live. Really good comedian. No, he should not be anywhere near a Street Fighter movie. The only way he should be near a Street Fighter movie is if it's a documentary talk about the New York scene, because he's from New York. That is it. This movie is going to be fucking awful.
By the way, Tony, I can confirm that Deadline has confirmed that he is a part of the movie, but they haven't said the so.
Yeah, because I saw that from Discussing Film, and they said that he's going to be playing Dan Hibiki, of all people.
Wait, so did they confirm the Roman Reigns Akuma
thing? Yeah, yes, yeah, that got confirmed today.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There you go. The butter.
I knew it.
Roman Reigns is Akuma. Who's Jason Momoa playing?
Oh no!
Whoever he wants. Yeah. That's Jason Momoa.
I'm going with your theory that I combine with mine. He will be playing Johnny World Tour. He is our guide into the world of Street Fighter. You know, and he will be going around the world learning Street Fighter moves, just like Johnny World Tour. That is a theory that I've come up with, thanks to you, Manny. You know, he is going to be that guy. He's going to be your guide into the world of Street Fighter. Oh, what's a Shoryuken? You know, shit like that.
Hey guys, what's a Shoryuken?
Yeah.
So who's playing?
Teach me a touch, Ryu.
What happened? They named the guy too, some Japanese dude.
Yeah, the Chun-Li.
Jason Statham.
Yeah. Why not? Have him play Guile, you know? Oi, I'm gone. I am.
Adam knows this actor. The guy from Warrior, he's playing Ryu. The Bruce Lee guy.
The Bruce Lee dude. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
That dude can do it. Yeah, he's good. He's
yeah. This
he knows how to do martial arts too. He knows how to do martial arts. So
Ken got cast as well. We talked about that like a month ago. Yeah. Let me look this up again. We discussed this already. But this is the latest casting: 50 Cent and Andrew Schultz. Jesus Christ!
Wait. So does that mean that Akash is going to be Dhalsim? Damn, no one got it. Fuck it.
I don't know what
the fuck. The mayor?
Akash is the co-host on Andrew Schultz
podcast. Oh shit! Yeah, that's the Indian guy, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's his name. I didn't know his name. You know,
me neither. You keep a lot of secrets, Carlos. You gotta give a heads up before you.
The only good thing so far is that the girl they cast as Chun-Li is pretty hot. I'll give him that. She looks hot. I'll give him that. But other than that, this movie's gonna bomb. You know.
And you want to hear something else funny, Tony?
Yeah.
Does anyone here know somebody named Orvel Peck?
I know Orvel Redenbacher. You know.
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with that. I like but apparently, this guy is a country singer, and they cast him to play Vega.
Wait, what? What are we doing?
Is this like a parody movie?
I think
is this
going to
be like a comedic kind of movie?
Yeah, I think this is like Street Fighter the Musical or something. You know, 50 Cent's gonna bust out with some rapping and stuff. You know.
Or like it's like you know, Scary Movie, which is like a parody of, or what do you not, was it Scary Movie? What's the parody of Scary Movie? It makes fun of all
another
of
Scary Movie or something like that, wasn't that?
Yeah,
it?
That one. Not another not Scary enough. Movie. Thing.
Yeah.
Not another fighting game. Is Cammy in this?
Is this going to theaters or streaming or what? What's
we have no idea.
I think it's going to theaters. YouTube Red or something.
Balrog will take 9 Sonic Booms. The Gary says, "Who's playing Poison?" Well, thankfully, that's for the Final Fight movie. You know, I think they're going to stick with Street Fighter fighters specifically for this.
Going to be the Who's suspect, all unrecognizable. You think Roman Reigns has his beard?
To play Akuma? But he doesn't have to. Have you seen latest Akuma? He has his beard and everything.
Unless he's playing old man Akuma with the giant white hair.
Yeah, so he could be that.
But here's the thing. Are they even going to be playing characters? What if they have the names? Sort of like how the Batman, the with the Penguin and all that stuff, they just gave people the names. Like, it doesn't matter if you look like what you.
I mean, like, you know, what's-his-face still sort of had a...
Did he?
It's just Roman Reigns just as himself, like, hey,
with a man bun. Akuma. That's it.
I mean, Akuma kind of has his own man bun, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Yeah. You know why they did it? Because he's got his, you know, the little things out.
The balls. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So he wears those similar to those things. They're like, oh man, that's totally Akuma. And here, would Japan get?
He's Polynesian. That's close enough.
Yeah, so
Japan got pretty mad when Memoirs of a Geisha, you know, they got a cheese actress playing a Japanese.
Oh, so I'm reading this from Kotaku. I think you misspelled the Chinese girl's name. That's offensive to me.
No,
because isn't it Carlos? You can look this up. Isn't it Liang her last name? Not Lianga as they wrote here.
No, it doesn't have an A at the end.
This bitch sounds Spanish, according to this one, Kalina Lianga. You know, you from Portugal or something? You Iberian or something here? You know, but let me read this. This is, by the way, Kotaku actually has a good headline here. The new Street Fighter movie has the most bizarre cast. here we go. According to
an understatement.
That is very much an understatement. According to the Hollywood Reporter, rapper, actor, and occasional video game star, 50 Cent is joining the cast as Balrog, the boxer who made his debut in Street Fighter II back in 1991. 50 Cent isn't the only musician turned actor set to star in the film next year. A masked country singer, Orvel Peck, like Rich said, is set to make his feature film debut as the masked fighter Vega. After taking on a handful of theater roles in recent years, other actors include Mr. Minecraft himself, Jason Momoa as the eccentric creature. What?
Let us guess.
Yeah, let's guess. He's playing a role. The clue I'll give you is he's one of the original 8 Street Fighters.
M. Bison.
No, eight. Guile. The original eight.
Hey. E Honda.
No.
Is he playing Fei Long?
No, original Ken. Original eight.
Ken.
No,
Ken.
No. Ken's already been cast.
All right.
Vega's already been cast. Zangief.
Vega.
Not Zangief. Not Zangief.
Sim.
No.
He can't. He's too.
Oh, wait, who's left?
You know who's left?
Oh, I know the guy. Carlos,
remember
we're talking.
I'll give you a very easy. We were just talking about Portugal. What's a colony of Portugal?
The Brazilian dude, the DJ.
He Blanca.
Yes, Blanca. Jason Momoa is playing Blanca. What the fuck are we doing?
Whatever we want.
Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway, yeah. WWE star Roman Reigns as Akuma, Kalina Liang, not Lianga, as Chun-Li, and Reacher star Alan Richton as Guile. Adam? Who is that? Is that the main dude?
That's Reacher.
That's a good casting.
Dude? Okay, that motherfucker looks like Guile. You know,
yeah, he's legit. Okay. That's a good character.
And it says here, Andrew Koji and Noah Centineo are also part to be playing Ryu and Ken. So there you go. That's crazy. This movie's gonna be awful. This might be worse than the fucking Van Damme movie, man. You know, because at least that movie had Raul Julia. You know.
Yeah, so yeah, who's playing that role?
Bison, we don't know yet. This is just who's been confirmed at the moment. Anyway, I want to read the rest
they're
of this.
Just gonna get, yeah, they're go just ahead. Gonna get Adam Sandler or a fucking Jack Black.
He goes, I'm just gonna read this. Is funny. What a strange group. I'm a Street Fighter fan, so I was probably gonna see the movie whether it was good or bad. But this lineup makes me all the more interested to see what kind of monstrosity Legendary Entertainment could be creating in its lab. If it's good, great. If it's bad, it will have to live up to the disastrous delight that is the 1994 film. I need the first trailer drop as soon as possible. I sense the makings of a new bad movie night staple. Oh, this could be like The Room, you know? Hello, Mark. You know? Fuck! This is going to be bad. When is this shit supposed to drop? They don't say. But there you go.
Well, it has to say on what service or platform. I can't see this going to theaters.
Doesn't say it.
This ain't going to. It's got to have something.
Yeah. It doesn't say.
Wait, what's the name of this movie?
Street Fighter.
It's just called Street Fighter?
Yeah. Right now it is. It's just called Street Fighter. Just try Street Fighter, you know, 2025, maybe. I don't know. 2026.
That shit ain't coming on theaters. It's going straight to the Happy.
This sounds like a straight to video movie, you know, which is what I like to call those straight to Netflix movie. But yeah, awful. I'm obviously not going to watch this shit. I'm not going to watch that new Mortal Kombat. That last Mortal Kombat movie was awful too, you know?
Well, we did get some good news. At least Denis Villeneuve is getting directing James Bond.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, all right. That's pretty cool, you know?
Oh, and what's his name? Batista definitely confirmed that he's doing the filming for the live action of a Gears of War movie.
Damn it. Is he going to be playing Marcus Phoenix?
Marcus Phoenix, yeah. Marcus
perfect,
Phoenix.
Perfect casting right there.
That'll be on Netflix.
Casting. Yeah, perfect casting.
Granted, he's looking.
He's going to have to bulk up again, you know?
Oh, did you see? He's got a new look. You see how he looks now?
Yeah, he looks emaciated.
I don't know if you saw the new video. The new.
Anyway, we're not that's still relevant.
He looks jacked.
Oh, good. Jacked. I mean, Gears of War, that's still relevant to our show. Yeah, no, that's good. I approve of that casting, you know? That's good.
Is this Gears to be a movie or a
movie? Oh. It was supposed to, this was announced a long time ago and got put on hold because of COVID. Remember, they announced two things. There was a Gears live action movie, and then he was petitioning, remember, online, sending pictures, let everybody know because he loves the game. He did all the voice work in Gears 5. You know, as Marcus, and they put his character likeness.
Oh, look at this. This was published yesterday. Kotaku didn't even talk about fucking Dan Hibiki. Oh, my God. This is going to be bad. Anyway, we're done here.
And then then they announced also alongside that there was also a Gears of War animated series coming to Netflix. So there was two, but haven't heard anything about the animated, but the movie seems like that's on track, and he was confirming that's why he's getting in great shape and he's doing all that. So I'm trying to find an image. If you see it, he looks shredded. It's like, good. What the hell? Let me see.
Because when I saw him, he was all skinny and shit, you know?
He toned down, but he's
cut.
God, yeah. Damn, anyway, let's start wrapping up here, man. Adam, I'm going to distract you right now. Plug your stuff, man. TV Terminal.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, yeah. Doing a TV Terminal. We're covering, we got Revival. If you're watching that, that's also now on Peacock. So it's a lot easier for people to find it. Because to be honest, a lot of people don't have sci-fi. They don't even know where sci-fi is. Unless you
Sci-fi channel still around?
There you go.
Wow, that's still around. Yeah, I didn't know
and
that.
And it's not just on cable, but it's on, like, if you have the Hulu TV part, you know, the TV or YouTube TV, then you could see it. But if not, there goes that. But anyway, it's a week delay, and then it's on Peacock. So today, episode 3 dropped. It's out now, but episode 2 is on Peacock. So if you're just watching Peacock, you got 1 and 2, and you can go through there. A lot of people have Peacock, so. Great show. It's a horror show. Got a lot of stuff. Our boy Trevor from GTA 5 is in it. He plays a creeper, right? And he's still playing a creeper. I feel like he plays the same character in all of it. Like, even in Walking Dead, he was creepy. So he's in there. We got CM Punk. He popped up in this one. At least his voice. We heard him. So they're getting into that. And it's good. It's a good creepy show. A lot of little twists and turns. A lot of like, oh, who's this? Who's that? What's happening? It's not cheesy. When you think sci-fi, early sci-fi, a lot of it was like
cheesy.
Man. But they really turned it up a while ago when they did Happy. If you remember that, that was a really good one. And a few other shows. But anyway, that's out there. So if you want to check it out, TV Terminal, we got our coverage of that one with some good slides and stuff from that. And then tomorrow it'll be posted, Murderbot Season 1, Episode 8. Which is a great comedy that's over on Apple. Well, sci-fi comedy, a lot of craziness, a lot of blood, things getting killed, robots, stuff like that. But there you go. It's also on Coalition. If you're just into going to Coalition, you'll see all the stuff there that's being posted. So that's what's going on, people. A lot of that. And then, of course, soon got Dexter coming. So
good stuff. And speaking about the Coalition, Rich was coming up on the Coalition this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So I'm still working on the final bunch of previews from Summer Game Fest. So stay tuned for that. That'll be going up, I want to say, starting the weekend, going into next week. Myself and Dana, we recorded a review of 28 Years Later.
Uh-oh.
You know that movie. Yeah. That also will be getting posted soon. And aside from that, yeah, a lot of other stuff is coming. Can't say too much, but just stay tuned.
Spill it all. Spill it all. What do you mean? None of it. I want to hear it. Oh, what's that song? I want it now.
Yeah.
I remember that song.
Hell yeah, man. That's the good stuff.
We'll do it on Throwdown After Hours.
Yeah. That's it. Kuel says, damn, my friend just crashed out on Death Stranding 2 at the end of Act 2. Yeah, shit gets heavy, man.
Was that Carlos? He's from Carlos 2 Online?
I want it now. Like, I want to hear that song now, you know? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Man, you got anything before we leave?
So, go to my Power Ranger Trails cover all. And there's more of that. And so, there's quite a bit of that are involved.
You're working hard. You over here hustling. Look at this. How many comics you got out? 12 now, you just mentioned? Like, shit.
I mean, it's over the
time. But still, you're sprinkling everywhere.
When you do comics, a lot of time happens now. So still a bunch of have you
in the can.
Kuel says his friend was crying hard. Yeah, no, I've heard that. Ryan Epps, who reviewed Death Stranding for Tom's Guide, he said he cried at the end of the game. So, you know, shit gets
crying
heavy.
Crying as, like, he can't believe he wasted all this time playing, or crying as, no, like, wow, that was a great ending.
Yeah, he was, like, moved by it so much. He, big fan of the first game, loves this game as well. But, you know, it touches people, man. It's how it is. All right, so we're done. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Check us out on YouTube. Join the Discord where the conversations and the rumors always popping. And also check us out on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez, Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Play some video games, watch some TV.
There you go. And Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Sunday. Later.